Welcome. It is the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I am Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, and the acting legend, the star of Hunter, the star of Land's End, the star of, he was on Agent X. He was also in Crisis. If he grabs that microphone, he'll be able to talk to us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks a lot.
He's grabbing the microphone while we're actually on the air. There you go. That's good.
Thank you, Courtney.
That's good. We have our video set up today in the studio. It's just it's a work in progress.
This is the first time since we've moved.
But we are radio, so you want to make sure and use your microphone.
Everybody's done a wonderful job up to this point in time.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, actually?
Yeah, get nice and close on that thing.
This is about as close as I'm getting, buddy.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
But anyway, it's great to have you all here. This is our third show. Is this our third show? This is our second show.
From the new studios.
Yeah. And things are going beautifully. And
the third show. I can't remember.
Well, I think I have it written down somewhere.
They all roll into one.
Yeah. They're really all one show, actually.
Yes.
You know. You've got Olympics that are winding down. You know, look.
What'd you think of Ryan Lochte getting robbed?
Well, the news is how many people are now claiming at the end of this extravaganza down in Rio, how many people are now going to the front desk demanding their money back?
No, come on, really?
No. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I predicted this. I predicted that there's going to be an awful lot of unpopular things occurring down there, and from the toilet water that you have to swim in. To being stabbed and rolled on the way home from the restaurant.
But we got a lot of golds, we were leading in the medal count, and the Ruskies would
be up
there.
That's the only thing that matters, by the way.
Right, and the Ruskies would be up there if they still had, like, the Czech Republic and Poland and Romania to go ahead and add to their medals, but they don't.
Exactly.
So they're kind of there. They're in the top 10 somewhere in the.
Yeah, they are, thank God, that big global politic is over with, and we're moving on to now to football. Baseball is winding down, and we're going to talk about the Rams. We're going to talk about overs and unders and all these stuff, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So hang in there with us. When we come back, we'll continue.
You're in tune with the Sports Show. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Fred, F-R-E-D, the underscore, and then D-R-Y-E-R. Or Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. Straight ahead, we continue.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid. I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
It's the Sports Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio in the beautiful studio area of Chatsworth, California, broadcasting live and direct worldwide with the Sultan of Safeties, the man known as the All-Pro Defensive End, the Ram legend, the New York Patriot, kind of a thought, and of course the person who started his career with the New York Giants, then the great acting career that he had, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Has.
That's right. Continue with. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I got a phone call the other day. My agent said, "Hey, how would you like to do this, this, and this?" I said, "Well, look into it."
Good.
So they're looking into.
Well, you've
it.
Been pretty meantime, hot here, buddy. You have
well,
done.
In the meantime,
2 years ago, you did Crisis on NBC.
Two years ago.
And last year, well, actually this year, you did Agent X, and then last year you did Crisis. So the career is still percolating.
The good thing about those is that they were big projects for the networks.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're – when I first started this business, a friend of mine told me, and I don't want to name drop, but it was Tony Curtis.
A friend of yours, Tony Curtis.
That's right. He said to me, he says, look, there's a couple of things that you should know. And the one most important thing is for television, if you're not being considered – for series regulars, get out of the business.
Because TV is so popular now, you want to be considered for series.
You want to get into a situation where the heads of networks say, yeah, I'd like to have that guy play that role in this series.
And that's what's happened to you in the last couple of years.
That's what happened to me when I started doing Cheers and I started doing these other shows and the Hunter shows. But what he meant was that if you were relegated to a day player, which means you're now a guest
on a show
on revolving shows, that's no life.
Because but that's interesting that Tony Curtis said that, because back in the day, that was what the actor wanted to do. He wanted to be a guest shot on a bunch of things because it was looked down upon, it was frowned upon to be in a regular series thing. And then all of a sudden, when television really caught on, then everybody wanted to be in a series. But
yes,
at the beginning, it's like William Shatner would be, you know, a guest star in The Twilight Zone. That's why you see all those great stars in The Twilight Zone, because all the actors work through those series like
Yes, that's true. But those were cameos. Situations.
Yeah.
What he meant was that you're not just one actor on a slate of a list of a slate of actors who are now made available to weekly shows.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so that's the deal. So where was I? We get fan mail.
Tony Curtis told you that you should be in a thing. That was what you were. That was the
yeah,
point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. What he told me.
Okay.
Fan
mail. You get a lot of fan mail. We try to read it here from time to time on the Sports Show.
Yeah, we try to. But Martha Lee is a regular listener, and she wrote a little letter to me, and she says in response to my comment, I believe last week, that I thought that all these dope addicts, people who took performance-enhancing drugs,
yes,
performance-enhancing drugs, should be in the Hall of Fame.
You did surprise a lot of people.
Let me clarify further.
Okay. But what did Martha say?
Here's what Martha said. Hi, Fred. I thought I would comment on this week's discussions on the Hall of Fame. I usually agree with you on most things concerning sports, but this time I cannot agree with your comments that some of the doping dumbasses in baseball or any other sport belong in the Hall of Fame, with an asterisk by their name. I do not think anyone who has done doping should be honored with this privilege. And she goes on to explain it, and it's a good point, and it's a point that many people have. It's also a point that I find reasonable. However, here's the dilemma that I have.
Yes.
These people have not been arrested or put in jail, right? They're not criminals.
That's true. They're not criminals.
They're not criminals. They, within the construct of their job description and their profession, broke rules. Those rules were overlooked and allowed to develop over a period of years, if not a decades, number one.
Okay.
Number two, a good portion of those players, we'll take Barry Bonds for one of them, but a good portion of those players had Hall of Fame careers to begin with.
What do you mean?
Well, Barry Bonds was going to make the Hall of Fame if he didn't take an aspirin. He was an MVP four times before his head, his neck size changed. Yes,
and
before his head
okay,
went from,
got you.
From
okay,
a size pumped. 7 1/8.
So
to
if he would have stayed off
eighth.
The juice, he would have still
yeah,
been.
Yeah, he would still be. Okay, so here's the other thing. Because I think ownership is culpable. Major League Baseball is terribly culpable, and it's a terrible disgrace on the sport that it has not been talked about and developed into a real conversation. That doesn't excuse the fact that people took drugs. It doesn't excuse that fact. However, how do you account for the prolific production that all of these people made to the sport? Do you just say they never existed?
No, you can't say that because they did exist.
Well,
and they won a lot of games.
How are you going to account for them?
Well, they've been just ignored.
That's not accounting for them.
Yeah,
you have to. The league has to be above the fact that hey, look, here's how we deal with these problems. First of all, they got an opportunity to correct a terrible thing that they did by
turning
their back.
So you're saying to correct it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So, Barry Bonds hit all those home runs.
Right.
He had all these RBIs.
Right.
He was the greatest hitter, home run hitter of all time. That's what he did. I don't care if he was on what he was on. He hit those home runs. So if that is the fact, and it is, then for the sake of the sport being complete and truthful,
right,
which ownership is not, then they should be acknowledged for what they did, put into the Hall of Fame, and with an asterisk that says, however, this was the era of drugs. And this
where they were caught.
And,
they were, they
and
admitted
these
to
people,
or were caught with drugs.
These people with asterisks, you have to account for it. You know, Charles Manson is in jail, you know.
Thank goodness.
And we don't want to acknowledge Charles Manson, but you have to acknowledge it when you consider the death of the people that he killed.
Right.
Okay. So you have to account for these people. How do you do that? I don't think that anybody who – the dumbasses, as Martha Lee says, who take dope and for the specific purpose of getting away with something to be in the Hall of Fame, I don't think that existed.
You don't think they did it with the purpose to get in the Hall of Fame?
I think they did it because of narcissism. I think they did it because of contract years.
They wanted to make more money. They wanted to be the best in the game. They wanted to hit home runs.
And they had – a lot of them had injuries that they initially began to take drugs for that helped them push through that and get well.
And a lot of teams turned their back on it. They knew it was going on, but they
trainers
chose –
knew it. All the trainers
chose,
knew it.
They chose not to recognize it and address it.
So the players – the players
are getting penalized now.
Remember, while this was going on,
yeah,
ownership knew, and it's ownership's responsibility to look out for the integrity of the league, and that means Hall of Famers, that means records. You know, baseball, of all the sports that I've ever known, is the most finicky when it comes to records. Who did what,
right,
how it was done, and you know, let's give a real close look at all this. Well, that's up to ownership and the league and the commissioner to look after, and they never did it. My disgrace is not with deciding how to who should we put in and what's the asterisk situation on players. My position is how dare those owners? You see, I think there should be in this discussion, there should be an asterisk that describes specifically what ownership didn't do.
All right.
Okay. So my point is that, yes, they did it. All those people did what they did. They took whatever they took. That's right. That had to happen. But you got to account for it somehow in some way. And, you know, when Barry Bonds hits 762 home runs, brother, that goes up above 714. That goes up above everybody else's. And he took drugs. Okay, put an asterisk. He took drugs. But that's it. And that's my answer.
You put
to
Pete
Martha
Rose
Lee.
In there, even though he gambled. You put Pete Rose in the Hall.
I put Pete Rose in the Hall on the Hall of Fame too.
That was it. Put an asterisk there.
That's
too.
Right.
Asterisks everywhere.
And guess what?
What?
The era is supposed to be over. It all depends on ownership. That's what it is.
It's the Sports Show with Fred Dreyer from CRN Radio.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Welcome back to The Sports Show from CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the acting legend, the football legend, the former star of the Los Angeles Rams, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, I ran into neighbor Paul in the hallway.
Yeah, neighbor Paul actually moved with us when we came to the new location. Neighbor Paul actually also moved with us.
Yeah.
So he's still our neighbor.
Well, he'll always be our neighbor.
Yeah, even if he moved away.
Yeah.
But
I
he's
hope he
here,
doesn't go. There's some talk about him going to Palm Springs. That wouldn't work out.
He'd
burn his brains out there. It's so warm. Let me ask you a question, Fred Dreyer. Yeah. I'm watching the game, and I fell asleep a couple of times, but I watch every game I can with the on this sports vision or whatever it's called with the Dodger games, because we're in Southern California. And I notice, I've never seen this before, especially with this the fan base in Philadelphia, where Chase Utley was performing last night, the first time he returned to Philadelphia as a Dodger. And they had about a minute and almost a minute and a half of a standing O for him, a standing ovation
as they
for
should.
Chase Utley. I mean, this guy, I didn't know much about him, and I've learned to respect him for what he has done at his now as he's in his senior moments in the game, still batting around 250, hitting home runs, and he's got that swing where he just kind of plinks it off the bat, and you go,
it's
like,
a
well,
short
it's a
little
base hit,
poke.
And it's a
poke.
Home run.
It's a poke.
It's a poke. And the guy just pokes it out of the park, and the fans gave him like three standing ovations, and they cheered for him. When he went around the base, he had to come out and do a curtain call after he had a home run in the game the other night.
That's fans who know sports.
So I have to hand
Don't
it to
know?
Well, and they usually boo a lot in Philadelphia, but I have to say those Philly fans are right there, top-notch fans in the country, and they gave a big thank you for 13 seasons, Chase Utley, with the Phillies.
Was he there longer than 13?
13. He was there 13 years. 13? Six All-Star games. He won a World Series for him with that team. And I guess he was a local Southern California boy and was signed by the Dodgers. And then somehow the Phillies got him, and now he's at the twilight of his career. Back to
the either played for the Dodgers in their organization or signed by
not
them.
Not everybody.
It's so many people in baseball.
The worst thing is when they played for the Dodgers, then you go to the Giants. I can't stomach that.
I don't think there's that
rivalry between the Dodgers and Roger Craig was the manager. Dusty Baker became the manager. Oral Hershiser, I think, pitched for the Giants for a while.
He went to Texas.
I think he was with the Giants for a little season.
He went
or so.
To Texas because he
we'll
did
check
not it. Want
his dinner. We'll check dinner on that.
Did not want
challenge.
To go to the Giants. He even believe me. Had he done that, he wouldn't be sitting over there where he is now at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We got a
different ownership. Different ownership would, you know.
Yeah, we'll check that out. But anyway, so your thoughts on that? I mean, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
I loved it. I saw the game. I saw what Utley did, and you know, I can't tell you. I did say this to myself.
Hold on a second, bulletin. Then I want to hear what you're going to say.
No.
Oral played for the Dodgers from 83 to 84, the Cleveland Indians from 95 to 97, the San Francisco Giants, and I'm getting so hungry for dinner, in 1998, the Mets in 99, and then back with the Dodgers in 2000. Now, what were you saying?
You mean, didn't he go to Texas?
No. I should have bet you on that one.
He was a pitching coach in Texas.
Well, maybe he coached. He could be a coach. I'm talking about his playing career. I'm talking about when he was throwing the BB out there on the mound.
I have to now completely redo my thinking about it.
You do, because I'm going to a real good restaurant. I want to take you in the, you know, El Tiramisu is not open now, so I might
have
to go.
Well, you know, our restaurant is closed, and I just got a phone call from Evo today. I've got to return the phone
call. That's good.
Here's Neighbor Paul.
Neighbor Paul's coming in. He's going to sit down. But before he does, I'm sorry I interrupted. You were going to talk about Chase Utley. You were going to talk about...
No, I saw the game, and I said to myself, if this guy hits a Grand Slam home run,
yeah,
I'm running out onto the street nude.
Now, you want a little side point on this?
Yeah.
His first home run when he was on the Phillies was a Grand Slam home run.
Well, he's got six of them or seven of them.
Yeah, well, the very first one that he has. You can imagine how he endeared himself to those fans. So
Look at how he plays. He's his nose is right down on the ground, and that's what he does. What do you got there, Paul?
Neighbor Paul is joining us here right now. And Neighbor Paul, welcome. I'm glad you made the move with us, by the way. We were worried that we were going to leave you
behind.
Are
you bringing information?
We're going to leave you behind at the old place. Yeah, and so Neighbor Paul, who's not on camera, but he is here. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you mentioned the Oral Hershiser, the
career,
the career statistics.
You got it all there. Neighbor Paul is
tell
a
me,
walking
tell me
encyclopedia.
How badly he pitched.
Yeah,
for the
please,
Giants.
Neighbor Paul, if you would.
He did do, I guess, part of a season in San Francisco.
He didn't play a whole year, though.
Well, that was the 1998 season.
Yeah, well whatever that means.
He was 11-10.
We've got you. I've got
11-10.
I've got you on a two shot now.
Oh.
Yeah, got the light in the background for you, but at least we can see a profile of the outline of Neighbor Paul's face.
It was the tail end of his career.
Yeah, he was, 1998. I got to there. And so you want to go to dinner with me? Because I'm sure I'll be allowed, Fred will allow me to bring a guest. Would you like to join me when Fred takes me to dinner?
Is that okay, Fred, since you lost the bet?
Were we betting?
Yes, what do you mean? The whole fandom.
Were we betting?
Your fans across America have been listening
to
the show.
You know, when someone challenges me to something, I usually stand up to the challenge, but you did.
I just said, let's bet dinner.
Let's bet dinner. And then you just went right ahead and assumed. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, my. You said, oh, he would never do that.
Play the tape back.
He would never.
Tommy, play the tape back. I'll be more than happy.
I'm going to buy you and Neighbor Paul a dessert.
That's what I'm going to get you.
No, not a dessert. Neighbor Paul will go for that. I want something along the lines of salmon and broccoli.
How about the lava cake for you?
You know what they do have out now? They've got the new deep-fried Twinkies, and they take the Twinkies, and they deep-fry them, and then they freeze them, and you get them in the – I just read about this on the air.
Let's get a couple of dozen.
That's what I thought. I thought you would say that.
And keep them here.
That's good.
And we'll unwrap them on the air and just drive everybody crazy. So listen
Chase,
we've already gone through Chase. Chase was great,
he's a great guy, and
he's a champion. He should have had the standing ovations and all that stuff.
There were a lot of tweets in the game the other night, and people saying they really respected the Philly fans and Chase and all this kind of. And it was really big that the Phillies not only cheered for him the first time he came up, the second time he came up, and they called him out for a curtain call on a grand, on a, not a grand slam, on a home run, single home run.
Would you sign him up again for next year?
Yeah, I actually would. There was a time when I said no, but I would.
Why would? I thought it was a great idea.
It was great.
I thought it was a great idea when he signed.
He's playing very well at second base. He's got a range. How about Howie Kendrick? I would keep him as well. Those are two veteran players you want to keep. They're still producing. They're still doing it. I would not let those guys slip through my fingers. The Angels, where Howie Kendrick played most of his career.
They made a big mistake.
Big mistake letting him go. Big mistake. They let some guys go that they should not have let go, and they did. They were homegrown talents, and then the Angels
and
are in
trouble. They're stuck with Big Poppy over there.
What's Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols, that's right.
Big Poppy is on Boston. He's retiring.
Well, he's gone, too, now.
That Ryan guy, what's his name on the Phillies? He's batting under 200, and they're still cheering for him, even though he's not hitting well, because he's had so many great years. It's good.
Oh, the first baseman.
Yeah. Ryan Howard. Yeah,
Ryan Howard. He had a home run the other day.
Yeah, but he's not hitting for average, but they still like him.
Yeah, he's done, though. But, I mean, he never had the star power that Poppy had.
Yeah, now you were going to say something. I keep interrupting.
No, I'm just saying, baseball is grinding away, and we'll see what happens with the Dodgers, and we'll see what happens with the Giants in the Western Division and all that stuff as it unfolds. We'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we have here is pro football officially started last week.
With the preseason, another weekend here of preseason games. This was the big game. Yeah.
You know, between the Rams after 22 years coming back to the Coliseum, and also to play the Cowboys, and the Rams pulled it out 28-24. And the interesting thing was this. When I played there, I very seldom try to steer this about me, but I'm going to use it.
Let's just do it.
I'm going to use it as an analogy only, not to celebrate anything I did. But I don't think I did that much, Neighbor Paul. Did I?
Oh, you did quite a bit, Fred.
All right. So here it is. Look it up.
Yeah. So you did a lot for the Rams.
A lot more than Oral Hershiser did in 1998.
Just look it up. So here's the deal. When I played there from 72 to 81, I very seldom saw fights.
You didn't see fights?
There was some fights on the field. But I never saw any fights in the stands or outside the stands.
Okay.
I had my brother and my girlfriends and my mother and my aunts and uncles and cousins and people who, over that decade that went there, never complained of rowdiness, ever.
So they were safe in the stands.
So I now know that what happened when the Rams left in 94, or I'm sorry, when the Rams went to Anaheim in 80,
right.
The Raiders filled that gap. It came down. And when they came down, they brought in, all the thugs, and they brought all that element. And that's when fights started to break out. And that's when people started to complain. And it was that way for a long period of time until the Raiders went back to Oakland. Then the Rams left Anaheim in 94.
Right.
And for 22 years, there hasn't been pro football in Los Angeles.
There has not.
Until now. So you have a now a look. In other words, both of those teams went away for 22 years. Oakland is still where they are.
Right.
The Rams are now back from St. Louis after 22 years and one Super Bowl victory. They come back. And what do we see the first week?
Did we see a fight?
We saw three fights.
That's not good.
We saw three fights. And it's in the Coliseum, which is right across the street from USC. And they've got 90,000 people choking to get in and choking to get out.
It's tough. No parking
and
there.
And there's no parking there, and it's going to be that way for 3 years.
Until that new stadium is built in Inglewood.
And I swear to you, only winning is going to make that experience for people better. And if they do not win, you're going to have big-time problems down there. You might have problems anyway, but there's going to be anywhere from 75,000 to 90,000 people on every game for the next three home games, the next 3 years for all the home games. And who knows what's going to happen, but I don't like...
Let's hope they get security in there.
I just don't like seeing the way this thing unfolded the first week.
All right, we'll take a break, back with more. It is the PM Show, Sports Show Edition. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Straight ahead, more coming your way.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damage. The tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So we got football starting. It's good though that's just to say the Los Angeles Rams, isn't it, Fred Dreyer?
You know, I'm looking here at the very bottom. It's Kansas City, at Los Angeles, and it's always great to see the Los Angeles Rams in print. It's reaffirming that it's actually happened, you know.
Let's get our picks in for the weekend games here now. The Saturday games, there's Thursday games. Just to go over as a recap so you can see what we did and you can see how bad or good we were. Thursday, we picked Pittsburgh over Philadelphia. These are just straight-up pick'em games. We picked Cincinnati playing at Detroit. We picked Green Bay, the home team, over Oakland. We picked Atlanta visiting Cleveland. We picked New England, the home team, over Chicago. We picked Seattle, the home team, over Minnesota. Friday, we picked Washington, the home team, over the New York Jets. Dallas, the home team, over Miami. And we picked Arizona visiting in San Diego. Let's get into the Saturday games because we got this show here on Saturday and going to be replaying on Sunday. Let's see how good we do. Fred Dreyer, here's the game, and then tell me a little bit why. Tennessee is at home, and they're going to be playing Carolina in a preseason game. We're not doing point spreads here. This is just preseason.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
who wins, who loses.
Yeah, who wins, who loses. What do you think?
I've got Carolina on the road over Tennessee.
And just because Carolina had that 17-2 year with the playoffs and all involved last year, and Tennessee was 3-13. You think that's going to carry into the new season?
Well, it usually does. It's reflective of personnel.
Okay.
And so it depends on how much the personnel plays. You know, they probably play the second game of the year. They'll probably play maybe half.
Maybe. And neighbor Paul, you can chime in if you want to with your expertise, which really, you know, do you have a pick or anything? You agree with us on these. Huh? Is that correct?
I would agree with you on that one.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Now, Buffalo is at home. They were 8-8 last year. They're going to be playing the New York Giants. I like the New York Giants. They were only 6-10 last year. Who are you picking in this game?
I like Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Buffalo as well. And you think the Giants are going to have a chance to turn anything around this year? You were signed by the Giants,
yes.
Fred Dreyer.
Yes, and I think that very fact could be a driving force that turns this team around this year.
That you were signed by the Giants?
Exactly.
That's good.
They're going to bring out a highlight. They're going to bring out a giant highlight reel.
You know that chef, Charlie Palmer, that's got the Ariel restaurant in New York and Las Vegas, and he's got Charlie Palmer's Steakhouse?
Yeah.
He's a huge New York Giant fan. I bet you if I took you into the restaurant with him, he'd buy his dinner for free. You want to go?
Well, Charlie Palmer has a restaurant down at South Coast Plaza.
Used to it. It's not there anymore.
It's not there?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah, we don't talk about that one. He's got ones in Napa. He's got the Hotel Healdsburg up in Northern California.
He bought me lunch down there, is what I'm saying.
He'd see? Because you were a New York Giant.
Of course.
Yeah, he didn't take me. Yes, neighbor Paul.
Charlie Palmer's at Bloomingdale's is now a Lowry's Carvery.
Oh, that might be nice to go to, a Lowry's Carvery.
Does this send shockwaves to the Charlie
Palmer
situation?
I just miss him because I used to like to go visit him when he came to town.
Yeah.
All right, Indianapolis is at home against Baltimore. Indianapolis 8-8 last year, Baltimore 5-11. What do you think is going to happen in this game?
I got Baltimore beating Indianapolis.
Yeah, I do too. Why?
Why? Because I think they're good on the road, always have been, and they'll continue to do so. And here's the other thing: There's only four preseason games, and they have an established offense. They've got a couple of people they have to find. And
Indianapolis had a pretty good team though last year.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm agreeing with you on this, but I'm going to go with you.
Quarterback was beat up all year.
Well, this is the preseason.
Well, that's
now.
Correct.
You still going to stay with Baltimore?
I'm staying with Baltimore over Indianapolis.
Okay, Jacksonville at home against Tampa Bay.
Jacksonville
5-11 against Tampa Bay last
year.
6-10.
Unappealing team.
One, yeah.
No, you have to have a grudge against. Tampa Bay. I'm going to say because of the quarterback over Jacksonville.
Yeah, me too. Houston. Houston at home against...
These are preseason games.
We made a mistake on this one. We actually picked New Orleans, and we wanted to pick Houston. So.
No, well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
made
a mistake.
Well,
there.
You know something? Here's what I'm going to do.
Because I think Houston is going to big New Orleans, but I already submitted my picks, and it's an error.
Here's my feeling.
I'm in trouble.
Want to know my feeling?
Yes.
I think I'm going to go with the George Costanza philosophy.
What is that?
That I'm going to go completely 180 opposite of what I think to be true.
Well, that's what neighbor Paul said. That's what he does.
Yeah. He doesn't do that every week. These are preseason games. They mean nothing.
Neighbor Paul, who are you picking in this game? Houston over at home against New Orleans?
I would go with the New Orleans.
Well, there you go.
Well, there it is.
There it is. We used neighbor Paul's pick.
Flood control.
And this is probably going to cost us the whole thing. Denver is at home against San Francisco. Denver was 15-4 Super Bowl champs against San Francisco.
They're looking for a quarterback. We'll see. It depends. So I got Denver over San Francisco.
Yeah, I do too. And finally, the Los Angeles Rams at home again in a preseason game. Hopefully no fights in the crowd there at the Coliseum. Playing Kansas City. The Rams last year 7-9 when they were the St. Louis Rams. Kansas City 12-6. Last year. Where are you going with this one, Mr.
I got Kansas Rams? City on the road over L.A.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. Kansas City,
well,
I think.
Why? Why do you?
Because I always was kind of last year picking Kansas City, and they did well at the beginning. That's a division there, and there they got San Diego and the Raiders, and they got Denver. That's a tough division. So Kansas City's got tough games. I think, unless the Rams, the one thing about the Rams I like, it seems that they have a very good defense this year, and they've got the run going there as well, too. We'll see. This might be a pretty interesting game to watch.
Let me just give you some insight. Here's some insight.
Give me some insight.
As a player, when you're starting out in the season, all you care about is getting through the game.
You don't care about winning or losing?
No.
So, let me ask you this.
And it's even more so now because players make so much money.
They don't care about these preseason games.
These games have been put upon through the collective bargaining. The emphasis on preseason games now is not like it was when we played, in the dark ages. There's four games. The league would love to have it if they'd sign off on 18 games. They'd love to have 20 games.
They would?
Yeah, they'd love to have 30 games. But they're not going to get that. So they're going to get 16 games.
So that's why we're just doing pick 'ems
here. Four preseason games, and what you're going to wind up with is guys going in there. Teams that have openings will play harder, certainly, because there's guys that want to make the team and have a career. Too much money.
Let me ask you something. You played for many years, and you had a great career. Did you listen to the radio or read the newspaper before the game just to kind of see what people were saying about the games?
Well, of course, it's a gambler's paradise.
So did you read the whatever?
Well, yeah, you'd say the
Because Tommy Lasorda, when he coached the Dodgers, used to tell the day of the game he wouldn't let anybody read the papers or anything to see what they were saying.
That's Tommy.
Well, I agree with that by Tommy, because I was wondering if you heard a couple of weird guys on the air with a neighbor Paul sitting there picking you to be a loser in the game. Would that sort of incite you to go crazy?
No,
not only against those guys you're listening on the radio, but also, play the game and it pump you up some way?
Means nothing.
So it meant nothing to you?
Well, it meant nothing to me.
If some guy said Dreyer is going to be sitting on his butt again and not performing and contributing to this game, that wouldn't charge you up a little
hopefully,
bit?
Hopefully, I would go over to Ray Malavasi, the defensive coach, and just say, I got five more plays. I'll give them to you. I'm out. And you go, okay, just a second. And he'd look down the line to see who we can put in. Because here's the deal. I learned a long time ago that these preseason games are just BS. They don't really do anything other than fill out the schedule. The league says you got to show up here and play this team, and you do it. It doesn't count, and you just want to make sure that you exercise your job description as best you possibly can for a limited amount of plays. And you don't want to be in there playing next to a guy trying to make the team.
Why?
Because you'll get yourself killed.
Yeah, because they want to injure you. They want to get you out of that game.
But they don't understand they're trying to make the team, and there isn't a continuity within the people around you. Our system was based on the linebacker and the ends and tackles and middle linebackers and all those people, the front seven people working. Working in conjunction with one another in a system, and it was predicated. The linebacker was affected terribly by the end and tackles if they didn't play it correctly. And you get a guy in there who gets blocked, gets pushed over, he lands on you. I've walked off of fields before and told him, I says, get this guy off the field. Just get him off. I'm not playing there until you get him out.
Wow.
That's right. So these games have a stigma to them. They have a stigma to them.
Neighbor Paul, you're going crazy sitting over there a second. Everybody, Neighbor Paul has joined us. Hang on a second, Neighbor Paul. Let me get a shot of you here if I can. There you go.
Well, I'm listening to all this inside information. Now, first of all, I've always been led to believe that these preseason games were kind of critical. This was a time when people would kind of get into shape. They would kind of hone the skills that they have.
They're in shape in March. They don't go there to get in shape anymore.
So that's your big point, Neighbor Paul?
That was what I understood.
No, these things.
But are they really in shape in March?
Yeah, these football guys. They're not like baseball players or golfers.
You don't think baseball players and golfers are ready to perform and really make it happen?
Yeah, Puig and all the pitchers.
By the way, do we have an update on Yasiel Puig? How's he doing in the minor leagues?
He's doing okay.
He is doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's staying out of trouble, supposedly. And it doesn't do any good because my information, and it's...
You get a lot of information.
My information is we've seen the last of Yasiel.
Really? He will not be coming back?
You've seen the last of him in a Dodger uniform in Dodger Stadium.
Wow. Wow, and they put so much money behind the marketing effort with his big numbers.
His bobblehead, this bankrupted the team.
Yeah, it did. The bobblehead. they can't give those away?
No.
That's tough.
Well, as a matter of fact, I went to the game where they had a Yasiel's bobblehead.
Did you get one?
No.
Well, you didn't take it?
I didn't want that.
Well, you should have taken it.
Well, a friend of mine got two of them. I gave it.
On the way out. You can put it in the back window of your car.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like
the dog,
around
like the barking dog. Or the bird that dips forward and drinks out of the...
The only bobbleheads I would have would be like a Sandy Koufax, a Don Drysdale, which I have, a Tommy Lasorda, which I have, and maybe a Vin Scully, which I do not have. I would go for just the greats.
I told you this before when I met you a long time ago and looked inside your office. I said to you the following, if you remember this.
I don't remember Neighbor a Paul, thing. I can't even remember it. I can't remember
Neighbor
meeting
Paul, listen to me when I'm telling you this.
What happened?
I said to you what they should do is take a Tommy Lasorda doll, make a quality metal likeness of himself, and then have a drawstring on it. That now gives us all of his rants and raves that are famous.
Yes, it would be great.
That would sell like hotcakes.
Yes, it would.
And if I'm Tommy, and I'm not, it's too late for him. He's 90. But I would market myself like that because he is an icon in terms of managing and blowing a stack.
Yeah.
Tommy could blow a stack like nobody. He and Earl Weaver could blow this stack.
That's good.
So you want managers they have bobblehead type dolls. They're a little bit bigger than they make them now.
With the actual rants.
With their actual rants.
I agree with you.
So again, there's a reason to listen to the show.
You gave away $1 million idea to some marketing firm that's going to go ahead and take it right out from under our hands.
Well, they have to get my, they should, I would do it.
Well, we should then. We should get a meeting set up with Tommy Lasorda, and we should do it.
Yep.
All right, let's take a little break. Final little segment coming up here today. Neighbor Paul will join us, find out what questions he has for Fred Dreyer. This is The Sports Show. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, as a lot of people do, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
Back to the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome back. We have a short segment here, and then we're going to be gone for another week. But we're here in our little abode. And neighbor Paul, what do you got cooking this weekend?
Well, you know, the Rams are back in town with another home game, so that means there's going to be a lot of excitement.
Are you going to the game?
Probably not, but it does kind of make for some excitement.
You got to be very careful when you go to those games.
Yeah, they're not in Inglewood, where I guess they're going to be eventually relocated, but they're at their former home of the Coliseum, which isn't exactly the Coliseum of old.
So do you think that maybe to quell the violence factor, they should just raise the ticket prices as much as they possibly can?
Oh, that would certainly do something.
Do you think that would have an effect?
Yeah.
Or how about just cops being placed on every aisle?
I think they should have more police. Nowadays you have to, yeah.
Maybe we can get Donald Trump to maybe make an appearance of some sort.
To do what?
Just to kind of ensure that security and everything will be just okay.
So you think the Trumpster's going to...
Well, that would be something.
Did you hear about that little baseball dust-up they had with Josh Donaldson and John Gibbons?
No.
Nose-to-nose in the dugout. They were after the Toronto Blue Jays claimed a 7-4 win over the New York Yankees. And apparently the reporters asked Donaldson in the locker room what happened. And his answer was, he said, "I hit my bat against the thing." Gibby asked what kind of cologne I was wearing. And I said, "It's a new cologne called Tom Ford I just got." And he's like, "Really?" So kind of got close to me, and I guess has got a good whiff of it. And it's like, "Hey, man, back up." And so that was their dust up.
I wear Tom Ford.
Well, there you go.
Orchid.
Don't get too
Black
close
Orchid.
To me.
Black Orchid, Tom Ford.
That's good.
Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Can't you smell me?
He was a great president.
What about
though?
My essence right
Tom
now?
Tom Ford.
Can you?
I can't smell you all the way over here, and that's fine. Let's say, don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Yeah.
And, of course, email him at FredDreyer.
Yeah, please do.
At CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening in, as usual, and it's always been great to
be
with you. And who?
Neighbor Paul. You going to thank
him? Oh, yeah. Neighbor Paul, it's great to see you.
Producer Courtney Cadera.
And Courtney, thanks for a great job, and we'll see you next time.